Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, August 7, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. President Trump heads to two cities, the sites of the nation's weekend mass shootings. Also on our Wednesday rundown, going to court over the nation's expedited deportation policy, plus some very high temperatures could signal a growing health crisis. Topping our news, one of the unwritten but traditional roles of a president is to act as the counselor-in-chief during moments of national tragedy. Perhaps without need, Vox News reports Donald Trump is not a traditional president. Today, Trump scheduled to visit El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, two communities ravaged by mass shootings that took the lives of 31 people over the weekend. Vox adds that so far the White House has not said much about what Trump plans to do in each city. Kellyanne Conway telling reporters the trip will be similar to previous ones the president has made trying to heal communities. She added, he'll meet with local law enforcement, federal law enforcement, he'll meet with medical professionals, and he will thank first responders. Civil rights groups are suing the feds now to stop a new policy of fast-tracking deportation for anyone who cannot prove they've been in the country continuously for the past 2 years.
The suit, filed in U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C., claims the policy is an unconstitutional violation of a person's right to due process. Attorney Anand Balakrishnan with the ACLU Immigrants' Rights Project says it's unfair to deport people without a meaningful hearing or time to consult a lawyer.
Essentially, what this does is strip non-citizens of their fundamental right to a fair hearing on the question as to whether they should be deported or not.
In the past, fast-track deportations were only applied to people caught near the border or who had been in the U.S. for a few weeks. But 2 weeks ago, the Trump administration expanded the policy to cover anyone in the country who is undocumented and can't show proof that they've lived in the U.S. for at least 2 years. The administration says the change is needed to free up detention beds and reduce the backlog in the immigration courts. I'm Suzanne Potter.
That new policy took effect July the 23rd. It could apply to hundreds of thousands of undocumented people. This week's lawsuit asked for an injunction to stop the expansion of fast-track deportation and requests the policy be reversed altogether. Residents in New Mexico having their say now this month about state regulations on methane emissions from oil and gas operations. Ross Brown has our report.
Ahead of public hearings, the New Mexico Oil and Gas Association released its own methane mitigation roadmap, which it calls a solution-oriented approach. But environmental groups argue the industry's proposal would leave New Mexico with the weakest methane regulations in the country. Hillary Hull with the Environmental Defense Fund says regulations are working in other states.
There certainly will be industry pushback, but what we want to point to is places like Colorado, where a lot of these same operators are operating and are perfectly comfortable and are even finding the benefits of these methane regulations.
A public hearing is scheduled in Carlsbad today at 8:30 a.m. in the Skeen Whitlock building.
Studies estimate New Mexico's methane emissions are more than 1 million tons per year. Now we head to Texas, where families are invited to come out to a local high school Friday to meet Superman and Princess Leia. Also, they get free immunizations, school supplies, backpacks, and more.
The Wellness Fair Carnival is part of a series of events across the nation celebrating National Health Center Week. Rachel Gonzalez Hansen with Community Health Development, Inc., the carnival's organizer, says health centers not only keep patients healthy, they're also an economic engine for communities, especially in rural areas.
We're creating jobs, and these are not minimum wage paying jobs. From custodians to physicians, dentists, and everything in between. That's what we're celebrating. That's what we want people to know.
Community health centers provide a health care home to more than 1.4 million Texans and serve more than 40% of the state's uninsured population. Federally qualified health centers in Texas and across the nation have been pioneers in lowering overall health costs, in large part by creating a one-stop shop for a patient's primary medical, mental, substance abuse, dental, behavioral, and vision care needs. I'm Eric Galatis.
And finally, our Mark Richardson reports, public health officials say the rising number of annual heat-related deaths in states like Arizona is approaching those from such disasters as floods, earthquakes, and even hurricanes in other states.
With high temperatures between 110 and 115 degrees on many summer days, fatalities and serious injuries, particularly among the vulnerable homeless, low-income, and senior populations, are hitting record levels across the state. Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein with the Maricopa County Public Health Department, which encompasses the Metro Phoenix area, says the number of heat-related deaths has grown in the past decade.
We are seeing a remarkable number of individuals who are dying from heat-related causes this year. We're already at 12 confirmed, and we have 82 individuals under investigation for heat-related deaths. And at this time last year, we had 7 with 69 under investigations.
In Arizona, heat-related deaths grew from 200 in 2008 to almost 400 by 2018. Sonnenschein says those numbers may be low, as it can take weeks or months for coroners to determine if a person's death is attributable to heat. Average highs between June and September are around 106 degrees, but the number of extreme days, 110 or higher, has grown from just a few in 2008 to almost 30 last year.
By the way, weather officials issue extreme heat alerts when forecasts call for temperatures of 110 degrees or higher. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.